opening night, Diamondbacks and Rockies. We got one more chance for you to win a pair of tickets on this show coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. And then Wolf and Luke will have tickets for you, Burns and Gambo, as well as we celebrate opening day. And it's our pleasure to welcome in a guy who started four opening days as the pitcher for the Arizona Diamondbacks from 2006 to 2009. Now a television analyst with the D-backs. Brandon Webb joins us here on the Arizona Sports Line. Good morning, Brandon.
What's up, Webby?
Good morning, guys. What's up, Jody? What's up?
Yeah, I'm excited to do some TV with you tonight.
Oh, my gosh. And now, it's so long, I know.
And I was joking with Jody, Brandon, that now you actually know what channels you're going to be on, which is cool. You can tell you can tell people where to watch it.
I saw that. I got the email today. I'm like, oh, that's nice. We got a channel to be viewed on.
Yeah, I was getting a lot of messages, 34? Especially yesterday. Yeah, and because it's funny, and a lot of my friends would say, I really need to know for my parents because they need to play. And my parents were the same way. Like, they watched baseball every day and all pretty much most of their lives. And so everyone's set now. We're ready to go. And we're looking forward to it.
Before we get into this team and this version of this team as National League champions, Webby, I wanted to ask you, and I mentioned this on the intro, you got the nod on four different opening days as a starting pitcher. And that's quite an honor. It's the second most opening day starts in franchise history behind Randy Johnson. What does this day mean to you as a guy who grew up playing the game, who took that ball four times on opening day?
Yeah, I mean, opening day, it's definitely special starting pitching-wise. I felt like, you know, as far as opening days go, after that, it was basically the same game. But opening day, it's special. You know, it's going to be a sellout crowd. You know, it's the start of something new, all the expectations, all that stuff. But it was just special with all the festivities and stuff going on, and being named, you know, the opening day starter, the ace, all the names that go with it. It was just a good time. I mean, to get the season kicked off and then have the team trusting you to take that ball that first day was special.
You know, Webby, last year was a special year in a lot of ways, and one of my memories is the 25th anniversary celebration, which happened to be on a night that Zach Gallen pitched and broke the losing skid, which kind of broke the team out of the doldrums. But to see all of you guys, all the alumni back together, and to see you all, and then as this team went on their run, seeing you guys out at these games and talk and just galvanized partly because of the success of the team. It's a tight group anyway. But I guess what I'm saying is going into this season now tonight, it's the National League champs. It is a different vibe. I think the crowds are going to be there all weekend long and then hopefully into the Yankee series. I mean, you and I have been doing these broadcasts for a long time. This is going to be different. And I don't just mean opening day. This is going to be different, hopefully all season, but definitely this homestand.
Yeah, I think you're right. I hope you're right. That's what I've been thinking, too. They had an amazing year last year, obviously, making it all the way to the World Series. You know, I think the expectations are obviously going to be high, and I was just hoping, like, that this carries over. And with the additions they've made and all that, I think it will. I think they went out and, you know, got some really good guys to – you know, to help this team out. And yeah, I mean, I think the fans are going to be there. I hope they're going to be there. I hope it's going to for sure carry out at least through the Yankee series and throughout the year. But it's going to be an exciting team. It was a super exciting team last year. It's just a different style of baseball, really, than a lot of teams are playing. And I think with these other guys that they brought in, our division is going to be incredible to watch. All those series are going to be huge. They got a really good, really good series coming up with the West. That it's just gonna be super fun, and this team is gonna compete, no doubt.
Brandon Webb, our guest here on the Arizona Sports Line. Unfortunately, opening night doesn't mean everybody's healthy. Paul Sewald will start on the injured list, and that's a big blow to the bullpen. And I think there's a feeling among D-backs fans, Brandon, that hey, Kevin Ginkle, pretty nasty reliever. I'd love to pick your brain on what the difference is, and I feel that way too, but you know, the ninth inning is different. What's the difference between being nasty in the eighth and being nasty in the ninth, and do you think Kevin Ginkle can pull that off?
I think he can. He is nasty. I think his stuff is great. Just talking with guys that threw in the ninth inning, those, you know, the last three outs are tough to get. They're a lot harder than the first three. It's just everybody is locked in and trying to, you know, get that one run or two, whatever they need to do. And everybody, it's just a different kind of inning. And you got to have a mindset to go out there and do that. Ginkle, I think he's got nasty, nasty stuff. He had an incredible year last year, especially after being sent down and coming back up. He was really good in the playoffs. Obviously, Seawald, you know, it stinks that he gets, you know, to start the year on the IL, but I think Ginkle is up for it.
There's one guy, and there's a lot, you know, to talk about, and we're going to do it all tonight on our hour-long pregame show, but I know you're going to focus on a guy during the show because we've seen the format and we've had a little bit of the meeting, but we'll have more meetings tonight. But Brandon Pfaadt, another Brandon from Kentucky, and you really love this guy, don't you? You want to talk about this kid tonight, and I know obviously he's not pitching tonight. It's Zach Gallen, but he's a big part of this coming up this season as well for him to continue what he did in the postseason, right?
No doubt. I mean, we've seen him in the minor leagues. We've seen his numbers in the minor leagues. Incredible numbers. You know, and he came up several times and just, I don't know what it was. He didn't look comfortable or confident, really, when he went out there. And then he had a couple good games throughout the year during the regular season. But the playoffs, it was unbelievable. I think he threw the first series too with the Brewers. He beat the Dodgers. Unbelievable. An incredible game against the Phillies. So I'm really excited to see where that leads him this year. I just felt like his confidence was not there last year. He should have uber amount of confidence seeing what he did last year in the playoffs. So I'm really anxious to see how Brandon Pfaadt does this season. I think that carries over what he did in the playoffs and hopefully gets him on a nice run early this season.
Well, Jody mentioned it, a full hour pregame. Mm-hmm. And again, we could tell you where you can watch Brandon and Jody and the whole crew. Cox Channel 34 in Phoenix, Cox Channel 26 in Tucson, DirecTV Channel 686, Fubo TV, and of course, D-backs TV, the streaming option. We'll be watching, Brandon. Thanks for the time this morning. Hopefully we can chat again soon.